This is the Micah's Minute Podcast for March 26, 2005.
Any of you boys seen an aircraft carrier around here?
That's it.
All right, I got the freaks.
Did you configure and all that?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now, and I got your freaks just make the calls.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Good night.
Eagle
Flight 355, roger, clear visual approach, runway 7, clear to land, runway 7, 1-3-1-3-0 at 3.
Alright, clear for the visual, clear to land, runway 7, Eagle Flight 355.
Eagle Flight 355, turn left when able, taxi to the ramp this frequency.
To the ramp with you, Eagle 355, good night.
Good night. Welcome everyone to another Tower edition of the Micah's Minute Podcast. This will be a brief one, pretty much, just want to cover a few things that happened throughout the week here. Again, like last time, it's tray cabbed up in the tower, and I have no airplanes right now, which is very normal for a Saturday night. Everything pretty much dies down after the sun goes down. Although, throughout the day today, it had its busy moments, but nothing at all like last week. As far as some site news, I did a little bit of redesign on the webpage, moved a couple buttons around. And all the previous podcasts and all the future podcasts will be published on rmedia.org. They offer free hosting and bandwidth, unlimited bandwidth, for your podcast, video, audio, text, and pretty much anything I think you can post up there. It's from the same people who'd run the Internet Archive at archive.org.
Truck 63.
Truck 63, Grom.
Yeah, I'm at the maintenance building. I'd like to begin making a field check.
Truck 63, proceed on all runways and taxiways until you're advised. That's our nightly truck that goes out, and we turn on all the lighting for the airport, and he goes out and he'll check, see if there are any burn bulbs or if there's any FOD, they call it. It's basically any obstructions on the runway. You know, big pieces of gravel or dirt, grass, small animals, any of that kind of stuff. He goes and looks for that and makes sure that everything's in good working order. And it's a lot easier for him to do that at night, especially with the lighting, but during the day it's a lot busier and it's harder for him to just have free roam of the airport. Another addition to the website that I made was I added a Skype button, which you can Skype to Micah ATC. And I have Skype voicemail, so if I'm not there, the voicemail should pick up. But I haven't tested it myself, so I don't know how it sounds or how it is. Another thing I added was a phone-in comment line. And it's from a free service at K7.net. And the phone number is 206-202-ATCS, which, of course, stands for Air Traffic Control Specialist. It says 206-202-ATCS if you want to leave a message. And I might just add if I get any good voicemails. I might just add part of it into the podcast. Another podcasting news here from the site, Adam Curry does the daily source code, and he's the person who really is bringing podcasting to the mainstream. And he's a pilot. He's a helicopter pilot. And he really is into aviation, the whole thing, and he's working on his fixed wing ratings now. And after he gets done, he's going to buy a Cessna 182 RG. Which has retractable gear and a constant speed prop, and it's a really nice looking airplane. And knowing this, I decided just to email him and say that I had done the podcast up in the tower. So believe it or not, he emails me right back within like 10 minutes and asks if he can use it on the source code. So of course I said yes. And the next day will be the March 25th source code that you can get at www.curry.com. or dailysourcecode.com. He gave the podcast a very good plug and even some very good commentary. He played a little bit of it and mispronounced my name just a little bit, but considering that my name is what it is, I mean, if it wasn't my name, I'd probably mispronounce it myself. But I'll play just a little portion of it here for you now, and I hope you enjoy.
You may not think that often about what goes on in the control tower. But there's a lot happening there as well. It's, you know, it's been very glorified by television. But, you know, there's a lot to be done. You know, there's weather updates. There's basically making sure planes don't bump into each other on their approach, helping them out, helping them in, making sure they see the airfield. I mean, it's a lot less automatic than you think it is or than you've been led to believe that it may be. I mean, there's people, very skilled people who do this, who transport you from one place to the other. Misha Maziar, I hope I pronounce that kind of close, who has Misha's Minute podcast, sent in his most recent one, and it was just enthralling. I couldn't stop listening to this.
Pluto, good evening, King Air, November 455, Sierra Charlie is with you, 1-1-11,000, Zulu.
Here, 455, Sierra Charlie, Toledo, approach altimeter 3011, descend and maintain 3000, expect the visual approach runway 25.
3025.
So the frightening thing is I actually understand exactly what he's saying there. But it's great, you know, and in between talking to different aircraft as they're on their approach, and he's helping them get into the airfield, helping the metacopter get out and assisting them with the in-flight change of a flight plan. You know, he's doing the podcast, and it's just, it's amazing to listen to this. And if even if you're not interested in aviation, it's good to know how that works. It's funny because at a certain point, I don't have it queued up. There's an American Eagle flight that's coming in, and this is how you'll love this. The American Eagle flight says, you know, hey, we didn't really burn off all of our taxi fuel, wherever they left from, because this is all calculated right down to the gallon. You know, they know, or pound, I should say, they know exactly how much fuel they need for each flight, because, you know, the more fuel you have, the heavier you're going to be, essentially the less efficient you're going to be flying. I mean, this is all aviation is a total spreadsheet business. So I guess they didn't, you know, they overestimated the amount of taxiing fuel, the fuel they need for taxiing at their departure airport and whatever they need at the airport of arrival. And so the pilot says, we didn't burn off all our fuel, so could you give us a long final, which basically means instead of coming to the airfield, you know, hanging a right, in this case a right turn, and another right to land, he would get it like a 10 or a 15-mile final. So he'd be all the way out 10, 15 miles and then can just burn off some excess fuel straight into the airport. It's funny, you know. I mean, they could have also opted to have given everybody a little refund on the way out, I guess. But that also, by the way, is not just for the purposes of finances, but I think actually in this case, they were pretty much up to their maximum weight. So, you know, when you load passengers on and baggage and then you've got your fuel, you know, that weighs something and you expect that to diminish after X amount of time. And they were very close to the maximum landing weight, probably for the length of the field they were landing at. So just to burn off a little of that would give them a little more margin, a little more safety margin there. So that's really what that was about, but it's just funny to hear how all that works.
So I thought that was pretty cool. And once again, Adam, I do appreciate the mention. Another person that mentioned the website is somebody I actually found through the In the Trenches podcast at kevindevin.com. His name's Chuck Tomasi, and you can get to his podcast by chuckchat.com. And he mentioned the other day that on their way back from their cruise from the Caribbean that they had problems getting out of the airport. So I, promptly being an air traffic controller, made sure that he blamed the airline and not my controller brothers. So I sent an email to him mentioning the Tower edition of the podcast, and he mentioned it on there too. And I do appreciate it. I was going to get a little snippet of his podcast, put it on here, but unfortunately I couldn't re-download it. But definitely check out Chuck's site. He has a What's It, which is basically most of the time it's a macro picture of something that you have to guess then what the object actually is. And that's actually how I ended up emailing Chuck to begin with, is because he had taken a picture of an airport baggage conveyor belt. And since I walk past one 100 times a day, I figured that that was a dead giveaway for me anyways. And he also does an audio What's It, which he records some obscure audio from somewhere and people have to try to guess. You don't really get any awards out of it. I think like a free Gmail account or something like that maybe would be the reward. But it's really neat to listen to it and try to guess. And the last one he had was his snowblower, which I would have never, ever gotten. But check that out, that chuckchat.com. It's really good. Just a lot of family, a lot of tech, and just a lot of good conversations. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap the podcast up for today. Oh, one last thing. Jason from WarpThoughts.com has changed the name of his podcast to The Glitch. And you have to check that out. It's over at WarpThoughts.com. And he's taken a gaming angle on podcasting, talking about his favorite hacks for the GameCube. For example, the startup sound for the GameCube. He tells you how to change that. And again, if it wasn't late in the evening when I got home from work, I would be trying it out, except my wife would probably hurt me if I woke her up playing some Donkey Kong-themed music from the GameCube. So I guess I'll just have to try to remember to do that sometime tomorrow or the next day. So everybody have a good night, and until next time, I'll talk to you later.